Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing challenges and opportunities for people with disabilities in Zimbabwe following the celebration of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities earlier this week. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. U.S. senators on Capitol Hill will soon be weighing in on President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks, with many of the choices facing questions about their beliefs and qualifications. The confirmation process could look different this time. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Make a hole, please.
The traditional process in the nation's capital. President-elect Donald Trump's nominees for key cabinet positions meeting with the U.S. senators who will decide if they should be confirmed.
Your 8 years and previous experience to being Attorney General of Florida for 8 years prepares you, I'm sure, well for this job.
Trump's pick to lead the U.S. State Department, Republican Senator Marco Rubio, is expected to be confirmed.
The president sets foreign policy. Our job at state will be to execute.
But Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, has never held a leadership position in the military. He was a host on the conservative Fox News network.
We're putting the warfighters first. That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon.
Hegseth is one of several nominees with a history of controversial policy remarks that some Republican senators could have a hard time confirming.
Incoming President Trump needs to not just assume they're going to fall in line, because you might have some that on the Republican side, if they are not given their due diligence or their due deference, they can make his life really tough.
The incoming Senate Majority Leader, Republican John Thune, pledged to swiftly hold votes on Trump's nominees.
We will do everything we can to process his noms quickly, get them installed in their positions so they can begin to implement his agenda.
But Trump has proposed installing appointees while the Senate is in recess, a sometimes controversial maneuver to bypass lawmakers' constitutional role of approving nominees.
What if the president tried to intentionally adjourn Congress using that power in order to make recess appointments? That's never happened. But when he says that he wants to make them, the only way he could possibly force that would be to force the adjournment of Congress. But that's going to wind up in the courts.
Republican senators are already pushing back.
Well, that's another whole issue. Obviously, I don't think we should be circumventing the Senate's responsibilities.
U.S. presidents of both parties have made recess appointments, but the Supreme Court limited that ability during the term of President Barack Obama. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic. A participant At the inaugural disability Indaba held in Bulawayo this Tuesday, Mr. Albert Mkandla says disability projects funds should not be diverted.
Afakwayo kuthiwe ngama disability funds kodwa ke thina sesi apply laphana kakusa indicate ukuthi am I a disabled person or what sengingumuntu nje apply yiko kwenza isikhathi esinengube nzima okuthi sibe sicela ukuthi kube lendlela eyaziwayo ukuthi abantu aba apply imali only disabled people ba apply lezo mali and nxa i disabled person apply leyo mali engenelisi like abangaboniyo umuntu om applyelayo a indicate ukuthi am applying for who akho ngibhalibizwa thiye kunjalo ikho kwenza imali zonazo umama uyabuza kathesa ukuthi ziya ngaphi zigcina zibuyisele emuva or zigcina zidivertwa zisiya kwenye indawo ikho kuluhlupho khonoko ikho sicela ukuthi ihulumende isinanzelele khonapho ikakhulu futhi le mali lezi zabo-social welfare ziyabuzwa ukuthiwa i-social welfare ithe aplaya yini siya-aplaya but even wazubhale disabled uzathola umuntu ongadisabled oright olabantu abakhe osebenzayo and so forth kuyayithola leyo mali wena kawuyithola.
That was Mr. Albert Mkandla, a person with a disability, speaking at the Disability Indaba in Bulawayo. As the world commemorates 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, Mrs. Nancy Maulani, a lady with a disability, says women and girls with disabilities are prone to gender-based violence more than other women. That was Mrs. Nancy Maulani speaking to Studio 7's Godfrey Mtimba in Mashingo. The 2024 International Day of Persons with Disabilities was celebrated this Tuesday, the 3rd of December, with the United Nations calling for the empowerment of persons with disabilities so that they can take up leadership roles for an inclusive and sustainable future. Different organizations in Zimbabwe came together to commemorate this day, but some rights groups say persons with disabilities continue to be sidelined and are only given handouts rather than empowerment opportunities. To discuss this issue, we are joined in the studio by a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Welcome to the show, Mr. Masie.
No, thank you very much.
We also have on the line Mr. Masimba Mabaza, a ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom, and the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Harare Province Secretary General, Mr. Ronald Wondova, a teacher with a disability who spent some time in remand prison with some opposition activists, including Jameson Timba. Welcome to Live Talk. Thank you. We'll start with you, Mr. Masie. Tichitarisa nyaya ye vakare mara muZimbabwe. Tichitarisa kukosha kwe ma human rights kana kuti kodzero dzavo. Nekuti Zimbabwe iri kukoshesa here kodzero dzevanhu vakare mara kana tichitarisa zvakatarisira kuti zvinge zvichiitwa zvikuru sei munzvimbo dzinofanira kunge dzichitenderwa kupinda nemunhu wese kana kuti titi ma public places.
Pari zvino ndoti hapana zvakanyanya kusimba zviri kuitwa nehurumende because right now tinoona kuti bumbiro redu remutemo rinotaura kuti vanhu vanorarama with disabilities vanofanira kuprotectwa uyezve vanofanira kuonekwawo vasingadiscriminated against but tikuona kuti chinangwa chehurumende hachizi kumasocial anemities chiri kune amwewo tingati magoals but kana takuenda kumasocial anemities iwo tikuona kuti zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kusara and zviri kusara zvacho marights akakosha akaita sema disability rights anofanira achiremekezwa in terms of the constitution uyeze in terms of international law.
Tinotenda vamasiye vaondogwa ti uye kwa muri semunhu anga ari muusungwa kwenguva yakati kuti kana tichitarisa mafacilities ariko ku remand prison tingati aripo here mafacilities anobatsira kuti vanhu vakaremara vangewo vachirarama zvakanaka sevamwe uyezve mungangotitsanangurira muchidimbu kuti experience yenyu muri muusungwa yanga yakamira sei.
Yeah, the laundry was over 6 months. She knew about the situation in my prison in Zimbabwe. I was not in the Chatanak.
Tinotenda vaondongwa vamavaza manzwa nyaya dzaunzwa pana pane varume vaviri ava munoti kudii nezvazvo.
Okay, chokushamaita kuti tiziisa nekuti according to the government of Zimbabwe, we have got at least 1% of the people of the population, 10% of the population of Zimbabwe, they are living with disabilities. And Zimbabwe have got laws to protect people living with disabilities. But now, firstly, let me respond to my colleague who just spoke now. I do appreciate and that he is living with a disability. But that is not a passport to commit crime. So the laws in Zimbabwe, they don't discriminate, which means if you commit a crime, whether you are disabled, you are the president, you are not disabled, you will be arrested. And whether you are disabled or you are the president or you are not, you will be put in a prison. And when you are in prison, there are ways to help and assist those who are disabled. If you are on wheelchair, you will be assisted to move around. If you are on wheelchair or if your disability is more on your legs, you will be put in cells where you don't need to go up the stairs. And they help you up the bus and down to come to court. They try to make your life as comfortable as possible. But there is no comfort in prison. So this very discomfort you get while you're in prison is the very one which is being experienced by non-disabled people. So it's nothing about disability here. Entirely about the crime. So it's another issue. What to say, in terms of the Zimbabwean labor law, a disabled person is defined under Section 2 of the Disabled Persons Act, which is chapter 17. I think my colleague here would understand it better. And the description of a person with a disability, it defines, let me say it. A person with a disability is defined as a person with a physical, mental, or sensory disability, including a visual hearing or speech functional disability. So in other words, they encompass any inability or another disability. And what Zimbabwe encourages is that if a person is disabled, it does not make him not able. Disability is not inability. And therefore, we have got the right where every person in Zimbabwe is treated the same. And again, I wanted us to, as we discussed that, we should remember that the World Report on Disability, it does estimate a disability prevalence of 15% of the world population, or more than 1 billion people in the world are disabled. And of that billion, we do have over 40,000 to 70,000 in Zimbabwe, which is quite a big number. And however, on that basis, Zimbabwe has put up laws to protect people with disabilities. So we cannot say or say we expect the laws or situation to be better when you are in prison. No, it will not change. It will not stop you from committing a crime.
Tinotenda vamabaza tisati auya kuna vamasiye vamabaza tingati pamurikutaura apa tingati munhu ari muusungwa akaremara nemunhu asina kuremara maconditions awo akafanana here kana muchitaura nyaya yekuti vanobatsirwa kana vari muusungwa
mabatsirwo anoitwa munhu akaremara kana achinge ari muusungwa akasiyana nemabatsirwo anoitwa munhu asina kuremara apa ndinotaura pakufamba unobatsirwa kufamba vamwe vasungwa vanogona kunzi vakubatsire kana kuti vamwe vanochengetedza vasungwa vakubatsire chandinobvumirana nacho chandinoti tinofanirwa kuimprova seZimbabwe hatina vanochengetedza vasungwa vakadzidziswa ro vakatrenwa kuchengetedza vanhu vari disabled saka treatment yemunhu ari disabled haina kufanana asi vanhu vacho havana training inokwanisa kuvabata kana inokwanisa kuti vakwanise kubata vanhu vakaremara mune zvakanaka izvozvo ndozvatiati nyika yezimbabwe inawa prison tidzidzisane nevanochengeta vanhu mumatemi kuti ivo ngavadzidziswe kuti munhu anenge akaremara anofanirwa kubatwa sei zvinoenda kumaemotions kumafeelings and nesensitivity nezvekutaura nematauriro uyezve nezvekutuka nematukiro pana sisi vambotaura vamanga vachindaviwa nestudio yenyu vaya vakati nanhasi kuzimbabwe kana pasi rese tenderere munhu akaita zvakaipa anongoti uri chirema here saka in other words isusu sevana vezimbabwe tese tinofanira kudzidza kuunderstanda kuti kuremara hakusi kuda uyezve kuremara hakusi kutadza
tinotenda vamavaza tichadzoka zvekare kwamuri Mr. Masie, looking at the National Disability Policy, can you say following the introduction of the National Disability Policy, things have been better for people who are disabled in Zimbabwe, or it's just a policy on paper which is not being implemented? What's your assessment looking at this policy versus what is happening on the ground?
Yes, I think nothing much has changed since that policy came into place, because if you look at I think the best a way to really assess that is the contribution by a colleague who is living with disability, who talked about his experiences when he was arrested and taken to remand prison. Such experiences, I think, are the best point to start off to really look at whether these policies are working. At this time, I think there have been complaints as well that many schools are not even equipped with infrastructure to actually take care of children with disabilities. And many courts in Zimbabwe also don't have infrastructure to take care of accused persons with that. And I don't believe the government is also doing enough to really train, people to work with people living with disabilities. I would like to disagree with my colleague, Mr. Mavaza, that when people with disabilities are arrested, they don't have special rights and so forth because they've been arrested and they've committed a crime. But if someone has been arrested, it's just a suspect as they have not been convicted of a crime. So whatever rights that they have, the anonymities that they used to have before they were arrested, the government should actually take care of those. So to really put the blame on someone who has been arrested and has got a disability to say that they should not have committed that crime, I don't think is a place to really discuss when you're talking about these rights, which are supposed to be progressive, and the government should be seen to be making sure that they've taken care of those.
Thank you, Mr. Masie. We'll have Mr. Mawaza respond to it at a later stage. But now let's go to Mr. Wandongwa. Mr. Wandongwa, as someone who teaches children, we look at your role as someone who empowers vana vachiri vadiki kuti vagone kukura vachitarisa remangwana rakanaka. Would you say the situation or the conditions that are there in Zimbabwe are conducive for the empowerment of people living with disabilities?
I would like to say, as a government teacher with the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education in Zimbabwe, the environment itself, I think, is conducive, especially for us people living with disability. Because in finding it, my arrest itself, the government did not damage as much. My salary was fixed in June, after 3 months, but my salary was fixed. Before that period, it had not been shaken. But you see, that people with disabilities in Zimbabwe, we are facing a lot of challenges, especially when you are being dedicating yourself to the Zimbabwe that is around the market, to work, imparting knowledge, to attend a HBC, to work in Asia, and to find the immunity of the disability. And around the HBC, I never had my disability. I can give an example. But the classrooms are actually user-friendly. They are not accessible. So you find the key, Shakapiwome, and she made a sense of what that was done. It is going to affect as well my family. Because my wife, I got to have a good way. Shabbat, I never went to him by understanding. She was really good.
Tinotenda vaHondongwa. Vamavaza tichidzoka kwamuri, munogona kuresponda kuna vamasiye. Asi muchiresponda zvekare, pane vamwe vari kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF haisi kukoshesa vanhu vakaremara. Segore rino pachinzi hapana musangano kana kuti a function that was organized by the government to observe people with disability, the International Day of People with Disabilities. What's your take on this?
Okay, to start with, let me say, unfortunately, discrimination against people with disabilities occurs, among others, even in the context of one of the most important empowerment rights in Zimbabwe, that is the access to education, and possessing a serious threat to our generation of people born with disabilities. But it does not mean that it's a government policy that people born with disabilities should be discriminated. And that is not the government policy. And again, I want to say clearly, yes, we agree. There was the Disabilities Day, which Zimbabwe did not do an official program. But I want you to understand this, to address the plight and to protect the rights of people with disabilities. The international community drafted the Convention on the Rights of People of Persons with Disabilities, something like that. Then Zimbabwe is a member, is a part or a signatory to this CRPD, which is the Convention of the Rights of People Living with Disabilities. So they have deposited instruments of ratification thereof in 2013, and again in our constitution, we have sections which protect people with disabilities. So not to have a celebratory day for the disabled person does not mean we are not looking after them. This year has been a difficult year for Zimbabwe. We are in drought. We are going through. We are suffering the effects of El Nino. We better so that money which was supposed to be used on celebrating a day we know already. We use that money to buy wheelchairs. We use that money to buy food for people living with disabilities. And again, we need to understand that the CRPD is a contemporary human rights treaty. It consists of components which have a great impact on people with disabilities. But what we do in Zimbabwe, being a member of this our convention, we make sure our people living with disabilities are not put aside, are not set aside, but they are in the community. They must seem to be one with the community. We must not give them a very, very, very special treatment, but we must assist them to fit in the community, and we teach the community to fit in the with the people with disabilities, and not look at them with the prejudice. So there is a problem where people say, you must give us a special treatment because they are disabled. No, we are saying we need to treat you equally, but we give you an advantage where you are disadvantaged by your disability. But it does not mean, and neither does it mean, that you have to get everything free. You don't go to prison. You don't get arrested. You don't do anything. No, you do exactly what everybody else is doing. But we give you a push where you need a push, which is caused by your disability. So therefore, Zimbabwe is doing the best. It's one of the approaches where our communities in the rural areas, wherever we are, we are actually learning to embrace our family members, our friends, our neighbors with disabilities. So in short, people with disabilities in Zimbabwe, they are protected by the law, they are protected by the community, they are protected by the society. And we actually have a societal belief in Zimbabwe to say, if you laugh at a person with a disability, you will be disabled. Even if it's not true, that it will happen. But that alone, it's a norm. It's a
thank you.
Norm which protects people from discriminating against people with disabilities.
Thank you, Mr. Mabaza. Coming back to you, Vamasi, your recommendations on what Zimbabwe should do to promote disability rights, to protect people with disabilities and also empower them. So that you look at United Nations is calling for the empowerment of people with disabilities so that they can take up leadership roles. What can Zimbabwe do to make this a reality?
I think the first thing that Zimbabwe needs to do is to align its laws with international standards, because most of the laws that deal with the rights or the protections of people living with disabilities, they have not been aligned even with the Constitution. We've got several laws which include the Disabilities Act, acts that deal with people living with mental illness, Children's Act, and criminal, criminal law and codification and reform acts. All those acts have not really been aligned with the Constitution. And as one person talked here, I think even when it comes to issues of funding, there's no real inclusion of people living with disabilities, because these are people who are marginalized populations in Zimbabwe. So when it comes to funding, you cannot just put them in one pool and say that they have to be treated equally with people who are not disabled, when they are the ones who are really marginalized. When it comes to funding, I think there should be special funding that is adequately dedicated to people living with disabilities so that they can economically develop themselves and be independent. And again, when it comes to infrastructure, I think the government has to do more. I know it has done a little bit, but I don't think that's enough. When it comes to infrastructure and accessibility to several buildings, the government should also, look at that. And also focus more on training qualified personnel who also be, conscientized to train people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masie. Let me take this opportunity to thank all our guests for coming on the show. Unfortunately, Ngoa Ndoya Timanye, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all. Signing off from Washington, I am Tabakangulu.